Unions and many Democrats in the state legislature are pushing for an expansion of the state's prevailing wage law. But they are finding that the change might have some unintended consequences. WXXI's Karen DeWitt has more.
The prevailing wage rules require that all publicly funded construction projects in a region pay at least the average wage paid on all projects in that area. The changes, which are in both the governor's and the legislature's state budget proposals, would extend the laws to all projects that use even a portion of public funds, even if the rest of the funding comes from a private source. It's backed by major unions, including SEIU 32BJ, which brought workers to the Capitol for a rally. Senate sponsor Jessica Ramos spoke at another gathering to support the measure.
There's been a real race to the bottom in the construction industry for a very long time. And redefining what public works actually means ensures that every single worker will be paid a prevailing wage if our taxpayer dollars are subsidizing the project. That is the right thing to do.
Sinead Wadsworth is a member of the local Carpenters Union in New York City. She says the prevailing wage laws help keep her in the middle class.
I wouldn't be able to afford my car, not on $15 to $20 an hour. If it weren't for a career in the trades, I'd still be on public assistance.
Contractors also spoke in favor of the bill. But the state's major business groups oppose the extension. Greg Barilla, with the state chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses, says the change could increase the cost of construction projects that use a portion of public money by 20 to 30%.
When we see cost increases of that nature applied to the private sector, you're going to see fewer private sector development opportunities. You're going to see fewer jobs.
He says the existing government mandates on construction projects are already very expensive.
It costs us more than anywhere in the entire planet to build a mile of subway. And that's largely because of construction mandates very similar to prevailing wage.
Supporters concede that extending the prevailing wage would add to the price tag of construction projects, but they estimate the average increase would be much lower, closer to 2% of total costs. Governor Andrew Cuomo is pulling back a bit from the proposal. He's received some pushback from public housing advocates. They worry the requirement could slow new affordable housing construction. Cuomo, in an interview with The Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC, says he would exempt public housing projects from the new rules. Cuomo says the discussion is now centering on what percentage of public money a project would have to accept before the prevailing wage standard kicks in. He says he's also willing to have his administration decide the specifics later.
There's a dispute now as to at what threshold prevailing wage would kick in. I want to propose a compromise that if we can't get that done, we let the Department of Labor set the standards on prevailing wage.
Barilla, with the business group, says he's encouraged by that, but he says public hearings should be held before any new prevailing wage rules are decided. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.